Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, July 2nd. The Paonia Police Department has purchased a drone that will be used to look for illegal marijuana grow operations. According to Paonia Police Chief Neil Ferguson, the department applied for state funding from the Colorado Department of Local Affairs Gray and Black Marijuana Enforcement Grant Program, which paid for the drone purchase. Chief Ferguson spoke with KVNF News in his office on Monday to talk about it.
Well, we applied for a marijuana gray and black grant. They have the gray and black market grant that comes out every year, and we applied for it, and we were able to get $6,100 for the enforcement of illegal marijuana grows throughout our town. So with that, we were able to purchase a drone and use it for marijuana purposes to fly overhead and look for illegal grows. We're not concerned with legal grows, you know, as long as they're doing it legally. We're not concerned with it. We're concerned with the ones that aren't following the rules.
At a time when police departments across Delta County are asking for a 1% sales tax increase to fund police services, a drone might seem like an unnecessary high-cost item. But when the Paonia Police Department acquired the grant, it was for marijuana enforcement only. Rather than lose the funding, the department chose to purchase the drone.
Unfortunately, this money was only earmarked for the enforcement of marijuana through the state, so we could only use the funding that we got for the enforcement of illegal marijuana grows, is basically what it's for, to combat those illegal grows that are going around, and we couldn't use it for any manpower or anything. This upcoming one that we've applied for will carry us until next June, and we can use for overtime for officers to go out and fly the drone, and then they can get some overtime that's paid through the gray and black fund.
A Paonia police officer will receive special training later this summer in order to become licensed as a qualified drone pilot. One anticipated problem is the fact that it is very hard to tell the difference between hemp and cannabis from the air. Ferguson stressed that the drone's purpose is to locate large-scale, multi-plant marijuana operations. He also said he does not anticipate any major changes in local marijuana enforcement procedures.
Generally, people are really good around here. If we see it now, we'll go knock on the door and they'll let us in and tell us, you know, if it's marijuana, let them know. We give them plenty of ample opportunity to fix the problem if there is a problem. We don't slam them with tickets right away. We'll give them 10 days. If they need a little bit longer, then we'll give them a little bit longer to take care of what needs to be taken care of. So this isn't just a, you know, fly over, see it, and enforce it. You know, we're still going to give the same allowance on time and everything as well, because hemp is hard to tell from marijuana.
The drone is on order, but hasn't arrived in Paonia. Ferguson said he hopes to have an officer licensed and using the drone by September. From Capitol coverage, Colorado Senate President Leroy Garcia is challenging a judge's order banning the legislature from using computers to read lengthy bills out loud. KVNF's Scott Franz has more on what's at stake.
Garcia used computers to speed up the reading of a 2,000-page bill that would have taken a human days to get through. Republicans said the speed reading violated the state constitution and sued to stop it. A district court judge sided with Republicans and ruled bills can't be read so fast that humans can't understand them. Republicans requested a reading of the lengthy bills as a way to slow down the legislative process. Now Garcia's appeal will decide the fate of the filibuster tool. He's arguing the legislature has the power to interpret its own rules, not the courts. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
The long process of writing new land development regulations for Delta County continued Monday night at Heritage Hall in Hotchkiss. Delta County commissioners and staff presented the first working draft of the new LDRs to a group of about 40 citizens. A series of public meetings were held over the past few months to get public input on the process, and Monday night represented a culmination of sorts, as staff was able to show the public where they're at. Here's how County Administrator Robbie LaValle explained it to KVNF News.
So right now, this round of meetings is taking all of the information we gleaned from the master plan and putting it at the 50,000-foot level for the land use development and making sure that we get input from the Delta County residents. Have we got the right uses on this sheet? Is the right review process on this sheet? And we know that the devil is in the details as far as definitions and actual process. That will be our next step. This one is critical right now. Have we got the right uses across the landscape? And if not, then tell us and let us know what we've missed and what we might need to change and refine.
The new regulations are in their most basic form at the moment. The public looked at documents about private property rights, basic rights and regulations, the 14th Amendment, and the county's right to farm regulation, among other topics. Workstations were set up and a county commissioner was at each station to take questions and comments. The next step is to compile those comments and generate a first draft of the new regulations, which LaValle said can be expected later this year.
So our goal is to take all the information we gather from these two meetings, last week and this one, take it back to not only the commissioners but the consultants and let them know what we learned. They'll start working on the actual definitions. Then in the probably late August, mid-September, we'll come back out to the public and say, here's the definitions we've heard, here's the details, here's the process. So we're hoping by this fall, early winter, we have a land use regulation that is on the books and ready to be implemented.
And finally today, from a press release, Grand Junction School District D51 board members put a ballot measure on the November 5th ballot that will ask voters to approve a $179 million bond measure. If passed, the bond measure would increase property taxes within District 51 boundaries by $6.67 per month for a $300,000 home. The ballot language approved unanimously by the board on Monday night says the bond measure would rebuild Grand Junction High School on the north side of the current campus and take down the current building, which has multiple non-secure doors, a sinking foundation, and multiple entrances and buildings. The bond will also fund specific maintenance projects at Grand Junction Central, Fruita Monument, and Palisade High Schools. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, July 2nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.